This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.
Hello and welcome to The Film Show. I'm Alessandra and in the studio with me are Ibby.
Hello.
Tom.
Hi.
Masana.
Hello.
And Nathan.
Hello.
And we've got a great show coming up for you. We're going to be talking about the UK box office top 10 and a whole heap of other films that Masana has seen because he is our film scene god at The Film Show. Number 9 is Point Break, which is it's the first week on release and it's at number 9. What did you think of it?
Well, in this past year of the reboot quill, or whatever you want to call it, coin this term of relying on nostalgia, this has to be by far the worst film. I did not think I would be as bored by a film about extreme sports as I was for this one. It doesn't have anything on the original film, you know.
Are you a fan of the original?
Yeah, it's really awesome, the film. And and also disappointingly, at no point in this film do the two characters reference loving Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
So,
but that is, you can't think of Point Break without thinking of Hot Fuzz.
In fact, it doesn't have any humor or anything that makes it as cool as the first one was. It's just a completely, utterly boring film.
Because the first one was about surfing, right?
Yeah.
And this one is about
the same thing.
Oh, I thought I thought they changed the sport and made it something.
No, it's also about surfing.
Okay.
And there was one sequence I liked with wing diving, but I'm sure that they already showed that in the trailer often.
Oh, okay.
So, and I don't know why this film exists either. If it's a Point Break for a new generation, I still think the old one holds up. So people do not need to watch this film.
Well, it sounds like people agree with you.
And if anyone actually has an interest in the film, I'd recommend waiting for the home release, because no doubt about it, even if you enjoy the action scenes, you're going to be wanting to be distracted by your phone or something for like just about everything else, and it's best not to do that in cinema because that's just poor cinema etiquette.
Number 2 is Dad's Army, which I'm excited to hear about because you're the only person... Well, actually, no, my mum's seen it and I'd be interested to compare reviews. Masana, what did you think of Dad's Army?
I thought it was horrendous.
Yeah?
it continues this trend of British television shows having terrible film adaptations, such as The Sweeney and the Harry Hill movie and the Keith Lemon film.
The Sweeney was not exactly a direct adaptation of the TV show, though.
I have no idea. That's the thing about Dad's Army and The Sweeney and, like, Keith Lemon, is that I don't watch these TV shows.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I can't compare them. I can't give a review on how well they are adapted or
just on the film as a whole.
Yeah, just based on its own merits, I think it was really rubbish.
So what was it about? Was there anything? Was there any saving grace to it?
Nothing really.
See, my mum saw it, and I think she's much more the target audience because she's the generation above and has a lot of affection for these British films. Although she's not a Dad's Army fan, I would have to say, but she thought it was good. Her response was, "Yeah, it's okay," which seems to be the general response, is that people are saying it's not as bad as it could have been.
I agreed with her about one film, and I forget what it was.
I don't know.
You hated it, and you.
We'll have to try and remember the next
feedback.
One. But yeah, I think that Dad's Army is like this treasured possession of the UK that a lot of people were worried that it was going to get destroyed, and it seems that it's been okay for those people. I'm sorry you didn't enjoy it, though. Number 1 is Goosebumps, which, again, none of us have seen. Masana?
I really like this film.
Yeah? Are you a fan of the Goosebumps books?
Yeah, very much so. And it comes to life when Jack Black is on screen, because he is fantastic as the author R.L. Stine. And I think that Goosebumps, as well as Krampus, is going to be one of those...
I think you mean Krampus.
However you pronounce these two are going to be films that, like, the current generation of children will remember in the future as, like, the one that their parents took them way too young to see and they got scared, just like how Gremlins or The Witches were for, like, people our age.
Yeah, I've heard there's a very... Is it a ventriloquist dummy or something that is very creepy, or a clown or something?
Yeah, and a huge monkey creature.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not a fan of monkeys.
It has some really good special effects, but the best thing about it had to be Jack Black. And it's very meta as well, because it's the author, and he's talking about his Goosebumps books and stuff. But
the story is that they have to try and get all the monsters back into the original manuscript.
Yeah, and
right?
They did a good job of telling that story, because... We already have the TV series as an adaptation of the actual books, so this is a good film.
Starring Ryan Gosling.
What's he in?
He's in one of the old episodes of Goosebumps as a child.
I never saw them. But yeah, Goosebumps sounds really good, and it's had quite warm reviews. So, we'll have to check it out. They've kind of surely like painted themselves into a corner though, because by not directly adapting the books, mm-hmm. by making it a big meta yeah. thing, they can't really do a sequel, can they?
I guess they could by like opening one of the other books,
yeah.
because it's not like they opened every single Goosebumps okay. book in this film.
Yeah, but they would have to do something different. It couldn't just be the exact same film again.
Yeah.
Deadpool, and this is the smugness that was annoying you this week, Tom.
Yes.
Because the marketing campaign is very smug.
Arrogant.
In a very good way.
No.
Yeah, it's reflective of
Deadpool. Did you see the clickbait the thing they did?
Yeah.
Oh, it was
it's fantastic. What are you on about?
But clearly it's like, Tom, look how clever and postmodern we are.
But clearly Tom isn't the target audience.
Clearly.
But yeah, so Deadpool is the new Marvel film with Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, finally doing a Deadpool that people can enjoy.
Yes.
Because his previous incarnation was in X-Men.
Let's not talk about that. That never happened.
Let's not talk about that. Let's find out what Deadpool is like. Misana.
I liked it, but I don't think I lived up to the hype.
No.
It is very, very funny.
In that case, the smug advertising campaign was a mistake.
It's a very funny film. I really enjoyed the meta fourth wall breaking stuff, and I can't imagine a better actor playing Deadpool than Ryan Reynolds. He's like what?
Maggie Smith.
Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. is to Iron Man, or like what Hugh Jackman is to Wolverine. And Marina Baccarin was also turned in a great performance. But what I didn't like was almost every other actor who, well, it wasn't their fault, but they were playing some really generic, boring villains, especially the villains Ed Skrein as the primary antagonist. And another thing I didn't like was the fact that it should have been much more hardcore with a 15-age certificate, because sure, there's some novelty with in seeing a Marvel film with the extent of violence that Deadpool has and the frequent cursing. But if you've watched Kick-Ass or Super, then you know that's not novel for a superhero film. And the other thing which I had a real issue with was it's not nearly as subversive as it thinks it is, because it's, if you boil the plot down to its essence, it is just your ordinary superhero film. It really reminds me of Spider-Man and Captain America. It does not subvert the superhero formula, in my opinion.
I like the superhero films though, so that might not bother me.
No, yeah. I'm watching it tomorrow, and I can already—I mean, this isn't going to surprise no one in this studio, but I can already imagine giving it a gushing.
Yeah,
next week.
It does, and I think it has the trappings of like every origin superhero film is.
Yeah.
Where some parts can be pretty less uninteresting and predictable. And you know what's going to happen, but I think the one thing that they've done, which like Captain America and Spider-Man didn't do, is that they have a non-linear narrative with the two parallel stories. Okay. One is being in the present day and one is how he became Deadpool.
Good date movie for Valentine's Day?
That was actually one of the strongest points as well, the relationship between him and Marina Baccarin's character. But she, like, I've read that in the comics she's a superhero herself, but in this film, like, she was just a generic...
Yeah, but there's always the future.
I think Deadpool 2 will be much more better. I'm excited for Deadpool 2 because I just think that it has the potential to be way better than this one.
So between this and Alvin and the Chipmunks 3, you'd say this one's a better date movie for Valentine's?
Yeah, for sure. It's like, also, like, when I saw Captain America 2, after seeing that film, I thought back on Captain America 1 and I realised it really wasn't that good of a film.
Yeah.
But at the time, I liked it, and I think that's going to be the same with Deadpool. Like, once Deadpool 2 is released, then I think Deadpool 1 wasn't really that good at all.
Fair enough.
Unless
well,
it's terrible.
We'll have more of this in future weeks. Tom, you look so depressed and angry at the superhero talk. A bigger splash. Misana, you wanted to review this one, so tell us what you thought about this.
Yeah, I think this is the best new release of the week. It's a superb thriller set in some European country. I think it might have been France or Italy. And plays a retired rock star because her vocal cords are not working, so she can't speak, and her performance is largely through her of non-verbal communication. And
does she not speak throughout the entire film?
She can whisper.
Oh, okay.
So she does do that a few times. And Matthias Schoenaerts plays her boyfriend. And Ralph Fiennes and his daughter. Ralph Fiennes was an old lover of hers. And he's also a music producer, which is important because she was a musician.
Yeah.
They fly to this... to the location that they're living at for a holiday. And
I think it's an Italian...
Yeah.
Place, or was it,
yeah. And this... opens old wounds and it creates new conflicts as Ray Fiennes really, really, really still cares for Tilda Swinton. And he has a pretty weird relationship with his
daughter. Why is it called A Bigger Splash?
I believe that was from some painting. Okay. I think it was by David Hockney. Yeah. Also, one of the primary locations of the film is around a swimming pool. Maybe it has something to do with that as well. That is a very... It has a very nice, distinct visual style from the director of I Am Love, which I never saw, but that had Tilda Swinton in. Have you seen it, Tom?
No, but it's supposed to be very, very good.
Yeah. And this is his first film after a few years. And Ray Fiennes is on top form. He is excellent. Yeah. And I would highly recommend this film because it's an exciting character drama.
Fair enough. It sounds interesting. Yeah. So what like stood out for you? What made you think it was a really good film? Was it the visual style or was that performances?
The visual style, the performances, the characters were very intriguing.
Everything.
My loyalty kept changing for the characters, like who I liked and who I didn't like. That's and I especially love the soundtrack.
This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.